Building skills for the TOEFL IBT 2nd edition. Listening. Copyright 2009, Compass Publishing. All rights reserved. Preview test. You will listen to two lectures and one conversation. You will hear each lecture and conversation one time. After each listening passage, you will answer some questions about it. Most questions are worth 1 point, but some questions are worth more than 1 point. The directions indicate how many points you may receive. You will have 15 to 20 minutes to both listen and answer the questions. The questions ask about the main idea and supporting details. Some questions ask about a speaker's purpose or attitude. You may take notes while you listen. You may use your notes to help you answer the questions. Your notes will not be scored. In some questions, you will see this icon. This means you will hear part of the lecture or conversation again. When you are ready, press continue. Listen to a lecture in a science class.
Okay, everyone. Picture this. 9 months of winter and temperatures plummeting to as low as minus 55 degrees Celsius. These are the types of conditions found in the Arctic tundra. It doesn't sound very appealing for plant life, does it? Yet, plants do manage to survive in this harsh environment. How do they do it? Tundra plants have developed several unique adaptations to enable them to live in their Arctic surroundings. One adaptation of tundra plants is that they grow close to the ground. The majority of them only grow between 5 and 20 centimeters in height. This is important because plants that are closer to the ground are able to stay warmer. In the spring, the ground absorbs and retains the heat from the sun. By growing only a few centimeters in height, tundra plants can soak up this heat from the ground below. Then in the winter, a thick blanket of snow helps to protect the plants from the cold air above. Another way these plants have adapted to their cold environment is to grow in clumps. A good example of this is the Labrador tea plant. The flowers and leaves of this plant grow close together to preserve warmth. It's sort of like what happens with crowds of people. Have you ever noticed that crowded rooms always seem to be hotter? This is because the combined body warmth generates higher temperatures. The same thing happens with tundra plants. The closer they grow to one another, the warmer they stay. In fact, it's been found that plants growing in clumps are 20 degrees warmer than the surrounding air. Finally, the leaves and flowers of tundra plants have developed additional ways to capture warmth and sunlight. For instance, the leaves of the saxifrage plant are covered in tiny white hairs to keep the plant warm. My personal favorite is the marsh marigold plant, whose flowers actually follow the sun and direct light and warmth toward the pollen areas of the flower. These warm areas are then better able to attract pollinators like insects, increasing the plant's reproductive success.
1. What is the main topic of the talk? 2. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
Okay, everyone. Picture this. 9 months of winter and temperatures plummeting to as low as minus 55 degrees Celsius.
Why does the professor say this?
9 months of winter and temperatures plummeting to as low as minus 55 degrees Celsius.
Three. What can be inferred about the Arctic tundra from the passage? Four. According to the lecture, how does snow help tundra plants to survive? 5. Why does the professor talk about crowds of people? 6. Match the characteristics of each plant. For each characteristic, place a check mark in the correct plant column.